This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Launching into the second hour of the program, here to take your calls about anything that you might want to discuss. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. That's 855-450-3733. And you may Skype in. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to connect with us in the way that you think is best. With you tonight, it's Ian here.
Carlos.
And Mark.
Carlos Morales is with us from truthovercomfort.net. So I've been teasing the story all night tonight, and let's jump into it. From policymike.com, 3 months, that's actually been a full 4 months. We're now going to finish the fifth month. But anyway, this was actually published in May, so I'm not... Maybe they only have 3 months worth of data at this point.
All right.
3 months since legalizing marijuana, here's what Colorado looks like. The news... Colorado's pot sales are booming. The state's Department of Revenue reports that marijuana retailers sold nearly $19 million worth of recreational weed in March, up from $14 million in February. The first 3 months of legal
That's
weed.
That's a lot of sales.
A lot of sales.
A lot of weed.
And a big increase in sales in 1 month's time.
And because Colorado led this, they're going to reap the benefits in whatever revenue the state is going to collect off of this marijuana.
And from pot tourism, you mean?
Obviously, that's probably where a good portion of this stuff is coming from. And just take a look at how Nevada and Atlantic City used to do as far as gambling before gambling became so ubiquitous. When I was a kid... I didn't know of a state that had a lottery. I was from Florida. I don't know, you know, I don't know what state was first or anything. I don't know the history of the lottery, but when I was a kid, there wasn't a lotto. And then, but you could go to Nevada and you could go to Atlantic City to gamble, and probably a lot of people in the Northeast went to Atlantic City, and a lot more people went to Nevada because it was just sort of nicer. And what you find over time is that, as gambling becomes more and more legal, in wherever they are, people are less likely to travel. So those states, you know, now Biloxi's getting a lot of business where then probably was lost to Las Vegas. And maybe.
So if all 50 states legalized marijuana tomorrow, the numbers would probably change pretty dramatically in Colorado. But nonetheless, I imagine a good portion of these millions of dollars are still people in Colorado who live in Colorado who are now smoking legally. Because marijuana is a popular drug. It is the most popular illicit drug, the most popular illegal drug.
Yeah, I love how the fact that it said marijuana sales are booming as if they weren't making that much money on weed before that. It's just the state didn't know about it.
Right, it's just now it can be announced publicly.
Legal marijuana sales are booming.
Yeah, they should really bring that up.
Well, they don't have the same agendas we do, you know?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
So, now, this news, of course, doesn't make us happy, but... It is what it is. The first 3 months of legal weed have netted about $7.3 million in taxes, not including medical marijuana sales taxes and licenses, which bring that number to $12.6 million. That's all in taxes. So,
and that's over the course of a quarter.
Over the course of a quarter, $12.6 million in a quarter of a year. In its first few months, Colorado could already be outpacing those historic first-day sales that they had on a daily basis.
Did they set up an initiative to where the marijuana tax was going to directly fund something in particular? Like with lottery, directly funds public education?
Don't know. That's a good question. I don't remember that. I would guess it's going into the general fund, but I don't know. If you're in Colorado and you can answer Carlos's question, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
And honestly, it's a big fat lie anyway. In Florida, the lotto is directed towards education, but what happened was the state defunded education from the general fund.
From the amount based on...
But essentially they didn't feel the need. The pressing need wasn't there. The amount of state money going to schools doesn't need to be as high.
That's such a weasel move. That's great.
Well, they're liars.
Leave it to the state.
Politicians. it's a synonym for liar and thief.
Yeah. Retail marijuana sales taxes brought in $1.4 million in January, $1.43 million in February, and now $1.898 million in March. A clear upward trajectory. And total marijuana tax transfers and distributions went from $2.9 million in January to $4 million in March. And perhaps more importantly, while it's still somewhat early, the uptrending numbers indicate that initial sales weren't simply the result of new toy excitement, wherein everyone was buying pot just because they could. Coloradans wanted marijuana before, and they still do now.
Now, didn't we read numbers coming out of Amsterdam that, you know, essentially there was a rise in consumption of marijuana when it became legalized, and then it sort of tapered off to the point that we're seeing now that school-age kids are less likely to smoke marijuana kids in here in the United
Netherlands,
States.
That was the experience, yes.
So, I mean, we could see a tapering off over time. I don't know. But one of the things that likely you'll see, and because in Netherlands it's illegal.
Just to clarify, what you're looking at here are total numbers on sales. That would include all the tourists, whereas the numbers from Amsterdam were only about the locals and the townies.
It's true, because actually it's not legal in Amsterdam for a tourist to purchase marijuana, right?
I believe that it is.
I don't think it is.
Because anybody can go into one of those shops and purchase. Maybe it's not legal, but it's tolerated, but it's definitely tolerated.
They tolerate a lot.
It might as well be legal at this point to buy cannabis in a shop, as I understand it.
Okay.
There have been some restrictions that have come down on the sale of psychedelic mushrooms in the Netherlands.
Yeah, they got rid of those completely because of a dubious claim of dubious. Anyway,
I'm sure they're gone completely. No, you mean they're no longer as tolerated.
Well, exactly. So apparently some girl jumped off a building because she was messed up on shrooms, which isn't – suicidal tendencies aren't a huge thing when it comes to psychedelic drugs. We usually leave those to the pharmaceutical companies.
That's true. However, I think that it's a bad idea to take a psychedelic drug while you're having a mental problem.
While
you're angry or depressed or something like that. You know, that's not going to solve your problem.
Or any drug. I mean, alcohol, of course, actually causes schizophrenic-like outbreaks in individuals who aren't even susceptible to that particular thing.
Yeah.
So when there were some studies on as far as the concerns regards to alcohol, right, and other illegal drugs. So one of the big statements was that PCP is just causing people to go nuts and just kill people regularly and everything else. But whenever they did studies on it, they found that alcohol led to more aggressive behavior than angel dust, a.k.a. PCP.
I believe it.
And schizophrenic-like behavior, more outbreaks with alcohol than with LSD.
Hmm.
So alcohol, when we're talking about as far as bad drugs to take
it's
at any
worst.
Time, alcohol is probably the number one as far as that's concerned.
So over the same time period in Colorado, Denver's crime has slightly declined, making opponents who said it would result in more trafficking seem kind of silly. It's created a modest number of jobs ranging
from... Yeah, I couldn't imagine that it would really have much to do with crime other than the crimes of, you know, selling marijuana and possessing marijuana. I mean,
yeah.
I just don't see pot as related to crime much. Generally, you're not going to find people smoking pot and deciding to go out and rob a liquor store.
Yeah, there probably aren't too many people committing robberies to buy their marijuana for the end of the week. I don't think that's very common in the marijuana business or the consumer end of it. But you'll certainly see that with crack cocaine or other drugs, which also should be legal. And we would also see crime drop dramatically if other drugs were legalized alongside of cannabis, because it's those other drugs that really are driving the break-ins and they're driving the smash and grabs and the, you know, the knife point robberies and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the main issue with drugs is their illegality, not the actual drugs themselves.
So over the same time period, again, crime has declined. Weed Maps, a dispensary review site, has grossed some $25 million in revenue in 2013. That seems unbelievable. $25 million for a website to show you where you can go buy marijuana? Really?
I wouldn't be able to say anything. That is crazy.
So it's also created the legalization. It's created a number of jobs ranging from bud tending and marijuana journalism to farm labor and ownership. And the state has even created a banking system that complies with the U.S. Treasury system's guidelines, clearing up the last regulatory questions.
I was wondering about this. They were going to have these marijuana businesses were having a little trouble initially banking, mm-hmm. and somebody stepped into the realm and said, okay, well, we'll open a bank that does business for these folks.
That's awesome. And there's more detail about that. We can give that to you as well. It's in a different story. Let's see. While certain parts of the rollout, like edible cannabis regulations, have come under question, the law seems to be operating basically as intended. Legal cannabis sales in the United States are projected to reach as high as $2.57 billion this year, split among the 21 states that allow the sale of some form of marijuana. That's up from $1.53 billion a year ago. As time goes on, the marijuana industry will grow its own stakeholders and perhaps become a political lobby in its own right. We'll continue with a little bit more on how's it going with the pot situation. Colorado, 855-453. We had one of our listeners call and kind of explain what it was like as a consumer, which was just an amazing experience. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, April 21st, 2014, gold opened at $12.98.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.46, $6.73 for a half ounce, or $3.36.50 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.46, $6.73, and $3.36.50.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial on in here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You can, of course, get interactive in a variety of different ways on our website. That is freetalklive.com.
So if you go to blockchain.com, you can download a free app that allows you to accept Bitcoins at your business. This is really designed for bricks and mortar kind of business, where you can do a checkout on a smartphone or a tablet. But the blockchain.com app makes it easy for you. There's no terms of service. There's no fees. There's no ID requirements of any kind. I want you to try to imagine a service that allows you to accept payment that doesn't charge you anything for it and doesn't have any ID requirements. This is fascinating, and this is one of the things that Bitcoin allows. Bitcoin is a revolutionary technology that allows payments to be really easy, inexpensive, and relatively fast. So blockchain.com, if you've got a bricks and mortar business and want to accept Bitcoins for free, zero fees, blockchain.com.
All right, so toll-free number 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about Colorado and how things are going here. We're now in May, and the first 3 months of the year, the numbers are in, the totals are there. You know, how have sales been? Well, it looks like sales are up. Over March over February, they're up quite a bit. Actually, it went up from $14 million in February to $19 million worth of marijuana retail in March, which is a tremendous increase, you know, approximately 33% increase in 1 month. And there's more numbers here that we've been going over, a little bit more from the story at PolicyMike.com. The Colorado legislature has formed a plan to spend $33 million of the marijuana taxes on school nurses and public education on marijuana. Even Colorado cops plan to get a chunk of the new revenue, asking for 10 to 15% of the proceeds for DUI enforcement and fighting diversion to other states and unlicensed sales.
You know, I was going to ask if they also brought up the fact of how much more money Colorado has saved as far as arresting people. Like, has DEA funding dropped down, or has cop funding dropped down at all? But apparently cops are getting even more money to apparently pull people over for more meaningless crimes.
Yeah, of course, these are not, this isn't good news all over the place. You know, the fact that the police are getting funded from the marijuana sales certainly isn't a good thing. Although I did read,
well, there's supposed to be a savings, right? I mean, that was part of the idea, is there going to be a savings in law enforcement if you legalize marijuana? Because
but that doesn't mean their budgets are going to go down. They can just allocate the budget to other things, right? So they could just begin enforcing stop sign regulations more harshly, or other drug laws, or whatever other investigations they want to
commit. Yeah, it's whenever, like, the Democrats scream about the Republicans. The Republicans are going to cut spending by 30%. No. It's cutting 30% off of projected spending increases.
But the numbers are down significantly. To answer your earlier question, the numbers of arrests are down significantly. I don't remember if it was Colorado or Washington, but, I mean, it went from, like, 7,000 or, like, 8,000 arrests in a year for marijuana possession down to 100 and something.
That's
in
awesome.
2013. And that was not even with the legal way of selling the cannabis. That was with just people not being arrested for possession anymore. So a tremendous decline, and presumably the 100 and some that were arrested were likely arrested for having more than an ounce on them because of that apparently was still illegal or something like that, or is still illegal.
Yeah.
So the bulk of the sales continue to be in medical marijuana, which has been legal since 2000 in Colorado, and recorded $35 million in sales in March. So add that to the $19 million in recreational weed. So really, you're talking about more than $50 million worth of marijuana being sold in Colorado in 1 month's time, if you include both recreational and medical. Pretty amazing. And by the way, the medical, there's another article that I have about the comparison between the recreational prices and the medical prices in Colorado, and medical weed's cheaper. So you can get the same brand, if you will, of the same variety, the same choices in the medical market. It's just cheaper. And so the $35 million in medical weed is actually a lot more, like per, you know, they're getting more for their money. And so if it was the same amount of weed that was being sold recreationally, it would be even more money's worth. So it would probably be $50 million worth of medical if it were being sold as recreational. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Sure.
Okay, good. So since recreational weed is more heavily taxed, it could still rapidly outpace medical marijuana in total tax dollars. In total, Governor John Hickenlooper projected in February that Colorado marijuana sales could approach $1 billion. And I presume that's for the full year. Of course, sales could still slow down, but the news in Colorado is evidence that marijuana legalization can successfully generate value for both the local economy and the government. There you go. Everything's working fine. Crime is down slightly in Colorado. The numbers are significant of revenue for both the stores. There's jobs being created.
They didn't mention anything about automobile accidents. This would be one of the things that you would assume that they would talk about, right? Like, I want to know if everybody is driving around stoned, you know, are automobile accidents up? Now, we've seen statistics on this show that show that you've got to be pretty stoned for you to, and especially somebody who's smoked marijuana, you know, very little, and this is like their first time or something like that, it's unlikely that marijuana in a reasonable dose is going to cause much, you know, much detriment to your driving. But I think that there's this sort of social momentum behind going after anybody who's in any way impaired behind the wheel, especially if there's a problem. You know what I mean?
And thankfully, by the time you're that stoned, you're too paranoid to even want to drive anyway. It's like, I'm just going to sit down and eat some Doritos.
That may be
true.
This
is a terrible idea.
Yes, there is a push, Mark, for people to, you know, if I think the perspective is that if marijuana is going to be legal, then there needs to be a crackdown on people using it and driving, because people presume that you'll be inebriated. That people, I don't know if they've never been stoned, or when they did get stoned, they were just so silly they thought, gosh, driving would be really dangerous or whatever. They don't understand that stone drivers are actually statistically safer drivers in multiple studies than a straight driver in a lot of cases, and certainly safer by far than alcohol-induced drivers.
I'm not sure that I've read a study where they're safer drivers, but
I think it was the original Australian Department of Transportation.
In the Australian one, they were marginally worse than a straight driver, and significantly better than a drunk driver.
Okay, well, you are misremembering that, in my opinion.
Okay.
And then there was a CNN-like show where they decided to check how well people could drive while they were stoned.
Yeah, that was great.
There's apparently a legal limit, like a blood level check or something else they can do to see if you're too high to be able to drive.
I haven't heard anything about this yet, so they can figure out whether you're stoned or not?
Yeah, okay. And so people were technically six times over the legal limit of being stoned in order to drive, and they're still driving fine. Until, like, one guy about 10 times is too much. And then there was a really intense recreational stoner. And she was 20 times the legal limit until she was like,
I can't do this.
I can't do this anymore. She was just giggling to death.
Yeah, so. She basically said she was stoned.
Yeah, she was like, whoa, guys, I'm way too high. So, yeah, I mean, and I think that's the thing about marijuana, is that it doesn't give you a false sense of courage. Or a false sense of security that alcohol obviously does to people all the time.
Hey, watch this!
Hey, check this out. I'm going to go beat him up. I can totally do that because I'm drunk.
Yeah.
So, a lot of different things.
We'll come back with more here. You can share your thoughts as well. In fact, Carlos has been doing some research about the larger war on drugs. We'll take this and go a little bit wider scope here in a little bit. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. And maybe we'll talk more about driving stoned. It's Free Talk Live.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dried Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dried Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dried Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. All of the features are free on our site, so please enjoy and share. Share Free Talk Live episodes on your Facebook profile or Twitter or wherever it is that you spend time online. Is Facebook where people still spend time online? Is it still the hot place, or have the youngins moved somewhere else now?
I keep hearing the youngins have moved someplace else, but I don't know where it is, and I don't really care. They can go have their little fun wherever they're having their fun. I certainly spend a lot of time on Facebook.
Facebook and Twitter are pretty much still the main spots. Okay. I mean, Google Plus is trying, and Google Plus is way better as far as just a platform is concerned. There's things like Google Hangouts, which is a way better version of Skype. There's all these great programs in there. They just can't seem to make it budge. Yeah. It's mostly comp sci type people that are in Google Plus.
I've heard, but we post pretty much everything on Google Plus, and I've never seen a response.
I'm sure there's nothing. Yeah. Because Google Hangouts, it allows it so you could have 10 different people on a Skype chat that immediately streams to YouTube and everyone can watch it. It's like you stream but without the commercials, and no one's using it. You know, so it's just too bad. But, you know, Facebook is still kind of the thing for right now, at least.
Hear that, Ian? We could be doing, we wouldn't even have to do all that stuff with the camera that we had. Just run it right through Google Hangouts.
Okay.
If you go to cashintocoins.com, it's the easiest way to get bitcoins. If you've been heard about bitcoins, they're getting really exciting. Lots of press, and I think bitcoins are poised to move upward here shortly. That's just my opinion. Take it for what it's worth. But if you want to get some bitcoins, go to cashintocoins.com. The instructions there are clear and they're easy. Safe, fast, legal, inexpensive. Customer service is their top priority over there at cashintocoins.com. You can use a money order, check, wire transfer, however you want to go about it. They make it easy for you. The rates are great. As a matter of fact, orders under $40 carry no fee because they want you to get bitcoins. They're as excited about bitcoins as I am over at cashintocoins.com. Go to cashintocoins.com to get your bitcoins.
So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We were talking about stoned driving as one of the concerns that a lot of people have with the idea of legalizing cannabis, as though people who are smoking cannabis are not driving now, which, of course, they are. All that changes is that it becomes legal to possess it.
Yeah, at this point, the vast majority of cases where they actually do get somebody for driving under the influence of marijuana, the person has said, "Officer, I am so stoned." Like, they just don't. I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention to what you're saying. I'm very stoned. Because you just say that, there's not much you can do about it. I suppose red eyes or something like that. And that's really all it comes down to. It's usually not terrible driving. And if it is terrible driving, it has to do with going under the speed limit or sitting at a stop sign and forgetting to go.
So there's a story over at Cannabis Culture magazine. By the way, Mark Emery, I saw an update on Facebook today. As you may recall, Mark is the publisher of Cannabis Culture magazine, or at least he was back when it was a magazine. It no longer is available in print form, but it still exists online. And he and Jody Emery are the two in charge of that. But Mark has been in prison for the last several years now. For the dastardly crime of selling marijuana seeds over the internet. And it sounds like he's going to be out in a month and a half or something that. So very, very soon, very exciting. Glad to hear that that's happening.
I guess it was inevitable, right?
That he will be released?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, just with a five-year sentence. Unless he dies in prison, it would have been inevitable.
It just seems like, wow, Mark Emery's in prison, and that's the kind of the way it went, and then he was in prison. Now he's going to be out. That's good.
In the drug war, they always state that it's for, protecting kids and making sure to increase our future and everything else. But really, throwing this guy in prison while his family is out there, basically without another breadwinner at least, you're really screwing over the kids in this particular situation. And the war on drugs has been a war on the family in so many different ways.
It's so true. And I know you've got some interesting statistics on that. I'd like to dig into those when we get a chance. And we can also talk about driving while stoned. There's a breakdown here that the folks over at Cannabis Culture magazine have put together of multiple studies. We can talk about that or whatever's on your mind, like Ike in Connecticut. Ike, you're on Free Talk Live, listening online to LRN.FM.
Yeah, I drove stoned many times in high school. It was no problem.
Sure. I mean, there are people driving stoned right now with no problem.
There's people on the radio right now stoned. It's crazy. They're just doing plenty of things.
What I was calling about is I have a business idea, but I'm kind of apprehensive about it. I'm going to ask you guys about it.
All right, sure.
I've been into guns and shooting, like, for a lot of my life, and I want to start a shooting range, but I'm a voluntarist anarchist, and I'm kind of like, I don't want to be training, SWAT teams and military guys. So I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, it would have to be a private range, I would guess. Normally the SWAT guys already have their range, right? They either have their own or they have kind of a go-to range where they're welcomed and given their own little special place. I remember down in Florida where I used to live, the range that my dad would take me to had a separate section. So there was a side on the right-hand side, the larger side for all the regulars, and then the side on the left-hand side was for law enforcement only. So odds are good. They're already all set, and they're probably not going to be coming knocking. But if they did, you would just tell them this is private property, and we don't want your kind around here.
Or you could even make it a little bit more elusive than that. If you have, say, you're setting up a private club and say, hey, we did this quick little background check. All you got to do is answer these particular questions. If it says military police, be like, oh, I'm sorry, this didn't work out, yada, yada, yada. I mean, that would be a kind of underway of doing it.
But my problem is that a lot of the customers that would be taking, you know, an advanced shooting course, a lot of them would probably be military and police. And then they go tell all their friends, oh, he doesn't support the troops. He doesn't support the police. Right.
Well, then.
Oh, I think you've set yourself up a very difficult situation here. If you're gonna do anything that has to do with firearms, and you're gonna say, I'm not serving any active duty military or police officers, you're gonna have a very it ain't gonna go well.
I'm setting up a vegan restaurant. No liberals allowed.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's tough. That's, you know, kind of the way it is. I would, instead of excluding people, and I understand your reticence to training people that may use their skills in some way you wish they wouldn't, but I would say that the best thing to do in this circumstance is to set up, be a pillar of the community, and, you know, talk to people, share your insights with them, try to communicate with them why you think your philosophy in any given way is better than their philosophy. Now,
maybe you could charge them more.
I can tell you that when dealing with somebody who receives financial compensation for their ideas, suddenly they get much more difficult to convince of things. Like, for instance, I'm just going to use, I'm going to use a sports analogy here because it's, in many ways people look at political philosophies in that way. But, you know, if you're trying to convince a Yankees team manager that the Red Sox is a superior team, it's going to be a tough time.
Sure.
Because they're compensated to be a Yankees player. And, you know, when you start telling a law enforcement officer that, look, I think that, I think really your job, you benefit from a great deal from the privilege of monopoly, and that we'd be better off if, your union's monopoly was essentially broken up and you had to compete in the marketplace with other people to provide protection services. And that could very well mean a cut in pay for you.
Well, yeah, just offer the opposite of a veteran's discount, and you'll be good to go.
Well, I think that look, Mark, I get where you're coming from, but if he starts having conversations with the guys where he's at this range, and maybe even if he waits 6 months or whatever until he feels like he's established a good relationship, it still could very well get around that, oh, this guy, oh, he's one of those, freedom people.
A lot of the shooting courses are usually several days, so the guys are just sitting around at night hanging out. It's obviously going to come up.
Yeah, you're right. It's a tough situation, and if anybody has any recommendations, please feel free to call in for Ike. Hey, thanks for the call, and let us know how it goes if you decide to roll through with it. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. If you got any suggestions for Ike, can he make that business work without pandering to the troops and the cops? It's Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days, with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal 5 specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with 2 strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to comment on cannabis use and driving, or the last caller we had asked a question about being an operator of a shooting range. He's talking about opening up his own shooting range, but he feels uncomfortable with doing business with people who work for the police or are active military, because he doesn't want to encourage them to, you know, be better at using weapons to where they can then be better at oppressing people, essentially. And so I can understand the frustration there. But the question is it possible to have a profitable shooting range based on only private sales, only private people coming through and doing business there?
That's running up a muddy hill. I mean, that's going to be incredibly difficult to be able to make money off of that. It's hard enough to just make money off a normal gun range as far as fees are concerned and everything else. So if you're also eliminating a huge chunk of the people who are going to be coming there, might not be the best move. I mean, I like the idea, but I'm just saying on a practicality level, it'd be hard to see it working.
Well, the good news is it probably wouldn't take a whole lot of money to find out, right? I mean, a gun range, you don't really have to have your outdoors. You just need a place for people.
Not every gun range is outdoors. As a matter of fact, the popular ones seem to be indoors.
I understand that, but he didn't say that it was going to be an indoor range.
Okay.
So if we're talking about just trying something out as a business, having a gun range outdoors probably isn't going to be the most expensive of investments. I mean, you're going to have to buy the land. You're going to have to spend some time, you know, making sure there's a nice berm of sand or something like
Hopefully
that.
Hopefully you can rent one that went out of business.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe, or whatever. But my point being that, you know, this isn't a big, complicated facility. I mean, the gun range that I went to down in Florida, there was a place where people would set their guns and their stuff.
Plywood.
You know, there was some sort of wood covering over that. So, you know, if it was raining, this wasn't a complex. There was a little office in the middle, and that was it, in parking, basically. So it wouldn't be a huge investment, especially if you already have the land. I mean, if he's already sitting on some land and nothing's being done with it. And
I'd love to see him test it out and see what the results were. I mean, it's his money, not mine. So,
because the word's going to get around. I mean, even if you are allowing these guys in and then you just start talking, eventually if you express your opinion to enough of them about how you, you know, might not agree with the war on drugs or whatever it is that, you know, some of the things that they're doing, as police officers, word's going to get around that, the guy that owns such and such a place, he's a critic. And they'll probably pull their business then anyway. So
probably true.
You may be better off just cutting them out in the initial phases. But regardless, it would be interesting, and maybe we'll find out more over time about that. So Cannabis Culture Magazine, as I mentioned previously, since we brought up in our larger discussion about marijuana in Colorado and how things are going pretty well there with sales and the legalization of it, what about the driving? Because whenever you propose legalizing marijuana, and it still needs to be proposed in 48 other states, always the people who support the war on drugs.
You can't legalize marijuana because people would drive stoned.
Which they're doing
tonight. As though people aren't driving stoned now,
right.
And as though you would use that as an excuse to not legalize alcohol.
So here's a story from Cannabis Culture Magazine that addresses this circa 2005. And it goes through several studies and looks at them. And what did they find about marijuana use and driving? Well, the effects on driving performance of marijuana use have been extensively researched over the last 20 years. And all major studies show that marijuana consumption has little or no effect on driving ability and may actually reduce accidents. Here's a summary of the biggest studies through 2005 into pot use and driving. In 1983, a study by the U.S. National Highway Transportation Safety Administration concluded that the only significant effect of cannabis use was slower driving, arguably a positive effect of driving while high. 10 years later, a comprehensive 1992 NHTSA study revealed that pot is rarely involved in driving accidents except when combined with alcohol. The study concluded that, quote, THC-only drivers had an accident responsibility rate below that of drug-free drivers. So there's one study, Mark.
I would think that they would concentrate. Yeah, well, I get it. Okay, great.
So what we were saying earlier, or you were saying
earlier. Yeah, I thought it was they were slightly more distracted, but apparently not.
The study was buried for 6 years, by the way, and not released until 1998. A 1993 NHTSA, this is all the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration study, dosed Dutch drivers with THC and tested them on real Dutch roads. It concluded that THC caused no impairment, except for a slight deficiency and the driver's ability to, quote, maintain a steady lateral position on the road, unquote. This means that the THC-dosed drivers had a little trouble staying smack in the center of their lanes, but showed no other problems. The study noted that the effects of even high doses of THC were far less than that of alcohol or many prescription drugs. The study concluded that, quote, THC's adverse effects on driving performance appear relatively small, unquote. Now, there's more studies here, but of course, none of this information is taken into effect when the discussions are had in front of a state legislature. There, it's all about fear, uncertainty, and doubt, and casting marijuana users as possible dangers on the road. Just the fact that someone, somewhere, could have a bad experience while driving on marijuana is, of course, to them enough reason to go ahead and restrict and give the police even more DUI powers than ever before, including the ability to draw blood from people, which, to me, I find incredibly invasive and frightening. But there's more.
A police officer isn't hired to be a phlebotomist and shouldn't be doing that job.
A massive 1998 study by the University of Adelaide and Transport South Australia, that's the Australian DOT, I believe, examined blood samples from drivers involved in 2,500 accidents. It found that drivers with only cannabis in their system were slightly less likely to cause accidents than those without. Drivers with both marijuana and alcohol did have a high accident responsibility rate. The report concluded, quote, there was no indication that marijuana by itself was a cause of fatal accidents. So there again, in this massive study of 2,500 drivers involved in accidents, that marijuana-only users were actually slightly less likely to cause accidents than those who had not.
So smoking pot before driving makes it more fun and safer.
That's what the studies are suggesting. In Canada,
I'm not suggesting that.
In 1999, University of Toronto meta-analysis of studies into pot and driving showed that drivers who consumed a moderate amount of pot typically refrained from passing cars and drove at a more consistent speed, less likely to take a risk, it sounds like. The analysis also confirmed that marijuana taken alone does not increase a driver's risk of causing an accident. A major study done by the UK Transport Research Laboratory in 2000 found that drivers under the influence of cannabis were more cautious and less likely to drive dangerously. The study examined the effects of marijuana use on drivers through 4 weeks of tests on driving simulators. The study was commissioned specifically to show that marijuana was impairing, and the British government was embarrassed with the study's conclusion that, quote, marijuana users drive more safely under the influence of cannabis, unquote. According to the Cannabis and Driving Report, a comprehensive literature review published in 2000 by the UK Department of Transportation said, quote, the majority of evidence suggests that cannabis use may result in a lower risk of accident culpability. And the Canadian Senate issued a major report into all aspects of marijuana in 2002. Their chapter on driving under the influence of cannabis concludes that, quote, cannabis alone, particularly in low doses, has little effect on the skills involved in automobile driving. And finally, the most recent study into drugs and driving, again, by the publishing date of this article, which was 2005, published in the July 2004 Journal of Accident Analysis and Prevention. Researchers at the Dutch Institute for Road Safety Research analyzed blood tests from those in traffic accidents and found that even people with blood alcohol between 0.5% and 0.8, that's below the legal limit,
yeah,
had a fivefold increase in the risk of serious accident. Drivers above the legal alcohol limit,
you know,
were 15 times.
MAD, Mothers Against Drug Drivers, actually is trying to lower the limit from 0.08 to 0.06.
Interesting.
In some, and there are quoting numbers like this that, in fact, you know, alcohol levels in your blood from, you know, at this point are still dangerous. I wonder if they'd be willing to, you know, negotiate. Hey, since we know that what the area we're talking about here from 0.06 to 0.08 certainly does is dangerous, and as a matter of fact, it's five times as dangerous as stone driving, then do you want to legalize stone driving? And, you know, they'll just, of course, freak out and get all befuddled at that point.
Drivers above the legal alcohol limit were 15 times more likely to have a collision. Drugs like Valium and Rohypnol produced results similar to alcohol, while cocaine and opiates showed only a small but not statistically significant increase in accident risk. And finally, for the marijuana-only users, well, the results showed absolutely no increased risk of accidents at all. Now, that doesn't mean you won't find somebody who's gotten into an accident somewhere after having smoked cannabis. But statistics like that, or case studies rather, just looking at one example of one person's story or experience, that's not scientific. That's just to create emotion in people and get them thinking that something needs to happen here. All the studies that have looked at large numbers of people and stone driving show that it's actually pretty safe. More coming up here in moments. Hour 3 is next. Free Talk Live.
What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in the series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com. Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.